Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash, and this is Bundesliga Week 28. If you see or hear anything about duck eggs during this show, we'll be referring to Leipzig, who failed to score at home last week and killed me again against Mainz. Again, how many times am I going to put my hand in that dog's mouth? Bayern Munich failed to score also in the same weekend. Gremlins with Bundesliga. But first of all, we're America's favourite sportsbook, so I'd like you to subscribe and also ring the bell, which means I'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. On Monday, we've got Champions League. There's eight teams vying to get to the semi-final. But remember, it is over two legs, so whatever happens next week, it will be half-time. And basically, you could be excused for thinking that it's a Champions League final. Real Madrid versus Manchester City. And I think the winner of the whole thing probably comes out of that game. And on Tuesday, we'll see Stinch and Roman for Europa League, which for me is only a one-horse race. And crown Liverpool right this second. If you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, then there's plenty of bonuses as well. I saw the big tough truck being delivered over in the US. Beautiful colour as well. Blue is the colour. But type in betustv.com/odds for all your offers and your bonuses. We're going to have records. You're going to be in charge of chat. And I say you, not my guest, you. And there'll be a Q&A at the end. I've got seven games. First of all, I'm going to go to World Odds Compiler, who loves to sniff out a price. Win, lose or draw, the price is right, then he will be your man. And that's Mark Stinchcomb. Stinch, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, Flash. I'm just trying to work out whether I've had bad luck or I've just had bad picks this season.
Bad picks.
It's always bad luck, in my opinion, man.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look to blame anyone else. And by the way, that other voice, that's Alex Classic Tips. Alex?
Yeah, I thought that half of the tough track was yours. If you remember, you said that you will split half with the winner. Did he call you?
No. He lost my number.
And yeah, about bad luck, it was unbelievable. You said it before we started the show, how Leipzig missed two opportunities in the first half. I had halftime, full-time last week, and if that one of the two opportunities was a goal, it was a winner because Mainz didn't do anything. It's crazy with Bayern Munich how many opportunities they missed, and after so many years, Dortmund finally managed to beat them. At least I was very happy if this was happening last year, you know, with Dortmund to beat Bayern Munich like that. But unfortunately for Dortmund, it happened this year when they have nothing to fight for, just for the top four Champions League spots. Which is not the race for the Champions League spots right now is the most interesting one. Okay, also in the relegation zone, but Dortmund and Leipzig are there. I still think that how we are going right now, Dortmund will take the fourth place.
Yeah, again, there is no second, third or fourth. And that's beautiful because one more week, maybe two. I keep looking in my inbox to see if the Leverkusen without Bayern Munich at plus 900 has been paid. and then we've got Leverkusen top four at plus 100 minus 110. So that's 10 units that are going to go onto this record. Let's have a little look. Because
21 points on the table right now and 13 the difference. So mathematically, three wins. And that's about it.
Yeah, but remember, they only need them to come second to Bayern.
Correct.
So look, so I'm already thinking. See where it says Flash? That's 17 units. 17 units of profit, which means the total at minus 1.35 is going up to 10 units. So
don't forget Darmstadt to get relegated.
Yeah, are they again? It's a little bit like Heidenheim. Are they going down?
Heidenheim aren't going down.
Well, listen, I've got to play devil's advocate. Just because it's not happening doesn't mean it's not happening. You know what I mean?
What a nice result at Stuttgart last week.
Yeah, man, don't worry about Heidenheim. Really, don't worry about it.
I tell you what, I look down and that Stuttgart game that we're going to have seven games, and that's going to be game number six. So don't you be going anywhere. Make sure that you do put your thumbs up. But let's kick off with the first game and put some meat on this greasy, horrible bone from last week, because Frankfurt are minus 125 at home to Werder at plus 310. Frankfurt minus 130 to score twice. The problem with Frankfurt is they don't keep clean sheets, but they do score. Over 2.75 is the total. We're basically, it's a flip 'em. It's minus 110 for the under, minus 110 for the over. I'll start with you, Stinch, because a blind man says the home team win. But Werder are just one of them sides that might frustrate.
Yeah, firstly, I thought this week's card was quite difficult, so I don't know how that's going to... That's probably another few losses for me. So I was scraping the barrel a little bit this week to find some picks. But actually, I'm quite pleased with what I landed on. I think that sometimes happens, like you dig a little bit deeper and you go, oh, wow, I wasn't aware of that. Or you find something out that perhaps you only had a hypothesis of and you didn't have any evidence to back it up. But... And this is something we're going to be speaking about a lot towards the end of the season in across all soccer leagues, is I'm wondering, are Bremen on the beach? They've lost four in a row now, and their opponents had red cards in three of those games as well. So there's not really any excuses there. They failed to beat Darmstadt before those four losses. They're very comfortable in 10th in the league. So, yeah, I think they might be... a little bit on the beach. They've conceded at least two goals in the last four games. And, you know, Frankfurt are in sixth. Okay, they probably can't catch the top four or top five, but they've got Augsburg and Freiburg breathing down their neck. And, yeah, I think that target of finishing in the European places is a big one for them. So I'm going to back Frankfurt minus 120. I put them up at minus 123. They're now minus 125. Obviously, the game is in a few hours. So I'm not sure if the price is going to move any further. But yeah, I just feel like motivation is a big factor here. And Flash, I think you quite like a Bundesliga team on a Friday night at home as well.
Oh, yeah, every day of the week. The only problem I've got here is, I mean, Frankfurt minus 125 and minus 123. Listen, if it's a winner, man with no shoes should weep for man with no feet, because it's just going to be a winner. But is the Alex Classic here, Alex? Because Werder are minus 185 not to score. That means they're minus 225 to score. So that brings in straight away the over 2.75 at minus 110.
Yeah, I think this is an Alex Classic as well. It's rarely a disappointing game when Werder is playing, no matter when they are losing or winning or whatever. But I think that Stinch is right about them being very relaxed right now. They're sitting 10th. There is no reason for them to... okay... Normally, you wouldn't say that when a team enters on the pitch, no matter what round it is. But considering where they are in the standings right now, they're probably thinking, okay, 7 weeks to go. We are there. We are not fighting for the European spots. We are comfortable. We are not involved in the relegation battle. Frankfurt, on the other hand, has everything to play for. Werder, as Tim said, conceded at least twice in each of their last four games. So Frankfurt at home should at least score two goals at minus 130 if they want to win. Because Werder is always dangerous. You know, they might find the back of the net. So I really think that instead of, if you are looking for goals here, instead of going over 2.75 and you get free goals, which is a half win, you rather go with the Alex Classic, both team to score and over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, and you can't rule out the team A, team B on a Friday night. You just go with team A, and at minus 125, that will suck quite a few in. I just can't do it for some reason. And I could be wrong, but listen, you don't lose nothing if you don't have a bet. By the way, in the chat, Brian, sorry I'm late, Flash. Don't be upset. No worries. If you're late for your flight, though, Brian, does it wait for you? Does it wait? No, you miss your holiday. So don't be late. Also, I read here, Sadell's like, I'm live at last. I read it as I'm alive at last, as if like he's been in some sort of coma. No, welcome, Sir Dale, and obviously get yourselves in the chat and give us some predictions as well. Let's have a little look at the official picks of this Friday night game. It is Team A versus Team B, so we have to have something positive with Frankfurt. It's minus 0.5 at minus 123, which is just that, obviously, that little 1 or 2% glitch that goes in our benefit and our way sometimes. Let's move on to game number two. Heidenheim plus 600. They're more than entitled to be accused of being on the beach, just loving life. Bundesliga sealed for next season. Bayern at minus 290. But you've got to be thinking it's Champions League next week. So have they got more than one eye on that? Bayern minus 1.5 at minus 112 is going to suck a few in, because you've got to be thinking that Bayern win by two clear goals. They're minus 114, which is worse than a minus 1.5, just to score three goals. Heidenheim, the big number here, Alex, Heidenheim not to score is plus 178. I see Bayern basically just making sure that they put the lockdown on the home side.
I will never take this bet. You know me. I hate any team to keep a clean sheet, and mostly Bayern right now. There are 9 games in Bundesliga, conceding with at least once. Like you said, the Champions League quarterfinals is very important for them. They lost the battle for the Bundesliga. They lost the race for the Bundesliga title. They know that the 13 points is too much in the last 7 rounds. And thinking also that Leverkusen are unbeaten so far, 40 unbeaten games across all competitions, the best record in the German league so far. And I don't know. It's huge, the price, of course, is a value bet, but I would never take it. And I wanted to ask Stinch, because he's a odds compiler and he knows better, but if this game was happening in week 1, week 2, week 3, in the first 5 weeks of the season, wouldn't Bayer be minus 600 on the road to Heidenheim, newly promoted team?
Yeah, probably, I would say. I'd probably have a look and see. It's probably quite easy to price. You just look at what they would be against a newly promoted team from previous seasons. But I think that's quite normal, right? We see lots of changes throughout the season. I think probably the key thing here, I think what you're driving at, Alex, is that Heidenheim are better than we all expected them to be. But I think the other factor...
Or Bundesliga is not as good as we thought it would be. There's a lot of dross in this league, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I think the main one really is that Bayern are just underperform when you least expect. They're either like a 2 or a 3, or they're like an 8 or a 9. There's not much middle ground really with Thomas Tuchel under Bayern. That was a horrible performance against Dortmund. I was really, really, really unimpressed.
We are always putting the blame on the managers, but I really think that some of these players are dead. In a way, you know, I think that they have
because they're allowed to be Alex.
I think that Bayern needs some fresh legs in the summer transfer window. I think that they get too comfortable being at Bayern and taking everything for granted. I think that, okay, Tuchel is a bad manager, in my opinion, never liked him, but it's like blaming also Ten Hag for Manchester United performance yesterday, right? After they came 3-2 from 2 goals down. And after that, they lost 4-3 in the final games, in the final minutes of the game. Everyone is blaming Ten Hag, but actually was not his fault yesterday. And also Tuchel is the same thing. Of course he's to blame, because when a team is not performing, you're blaming the manager. But many of these so-called top players, I think that their life expectancy came to an end at this such a big club as Bayern Munich. Yeah, so if you ask me right now, I think that Bayer will rotate hugely against Heidenheim. I don't know what to bet on this game. Flash, you're going with the value bet here. I was thinking Heidenheim plus 2, but the price is too low. Imagine Heidenheim plus 1.5 is at minus 108. I was expecting somewhere around plus 130, plus 140, and I would go with plus 2. But no, I will stay away, because really, it's the part of the season when Bayer knows that the title is in the bag for Leverkusen and they can only win the Champions League. I don't think that they will do it, but it's the first time in 10 years without a trophy for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, but this is the other thing. I do blame the manager because he allows players to go out and play for a giant like Bayern Munich and go through the motions. Also, I have this conversation with like a lot of ex-pros and we still contact like daily. You cannot find leaders. For me, and we called it in the Future show at the beginning of the season, Leverkusen went out and got a leader who's just going to sit there like a ringmaster, and it's been worked out perfectly in Granit Xhaka. Bayern have got maybe two leaders in a squad of 20 international players. And it's like, it's unbelievable that they're allowed to perform in the way they do. And defensively, whoever's going out and buying these players, I don't know where they're getting them. They're getting them like on some sale. It's almost like, this is Bayern we're talking about. And they've been absolute dross. And yet you see them in Champions League.
Plus, Flash, imagine that we hear every day, Alphonso Davies is for sale. Kimmich wants to leave the club. So on and so forth. So internal things that I don't think that we ever saw that in Bayern for the last 6-7 years. Like in the middle of the season, players to be linked with different teams. And important players, Alphonso Davies underperformed this season badly. How it was Alphonso Davies last year? Okay, he got injured and he missed some matches. But Alphonso Davies last season was one of the top three players in the squad. This season, no. Sané is nowhere to be found. He wants to do everything on his own. One-on-one. How much you can do that? Musiala is a shadow of what he was last year.
Him and Kane are carrying the team. Alphonso Davies has never been a good defender anyway. He was only good on the front foot and basically left the defenders to try and mop up after him. Now, at times you saw Alphonso Davies like drop off or lose the ball and then have an 80-yard scamper back. And because he runs fast, listen, I can get someone who runs at the Olympics to run fast, but you've got to be able to do both sides of the ball. Alphonso Davies is probably one of the better ones of a really, really bad bunch. I tell you,
And also, Flash, you said many times about this defensive duo, Dier and De Ligt. I think that it's a no for Bayern Munich, 1,000%.
No, lucky they're playing against Heidenheim. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks because I tell you what, the only reason I've done this is because I just feel I think we might see a lackluster game and Bayern just get by because I've gone with Heidenheim team total under 0.5 at plus 178. It's miles too big. I think that Bayern will control the game without being spectacular, so I'm happy to take it. Now, Robert S says, I was just about to read that. There's a difference between a team. Okay, there is a difference between a team and a group of stars. That is why Leverkusen is top and Bayern is not. And the other thing we can add about Leverkusen is they've only used like 14 or 15 players all season. They've hardly had an injury. And I tell you what, Granit Xhaka has played nearly every minute of every single game in the Bundesliga. And when you've got your ringmaster, the animals are just so happy to be there. And also, when you're winning, it doesn't matter if you're injured, you'll still play. You don't hear any, oh, I've got a sore ankle. They do not want to be getting out of a winning side because they won't get back into it. So it's amazing how injuries are very, very few and far between when you're in a winning side. Okay, when you're in a losing side, it's like the rats deserting their ship. And also I see many vultures seeing that basically Bayern are a bit lifeless, so the vultures are circling, thinking they can pick off their players and maybe create a little bit of unhappiness. Let's move on to game number 3. Two ugly sisters. Mainz, minus 240. Who are you kidding? Darmstadt, plus 600. Draw, plus 390. The under over is at 2.75, and that is plus 102. I think it's over. Plus 102 on the 2.75, which is basically under league average, Stinch. I mean, Darmstadt, they get involved in games at like fours and fives.
Yeah, this is a tricky one, I think, with the goal line, because as you kind of allude to, you've got a team in Mainz who aren't really involved in goal-heavy games. 15 of the last 18 have finished under 2.5, whereas you're coming up against arguably the worst team in the division, who, when they lose, they might lose heavily. So it's a tricky one to try and unpick in that respect. So for me, really easy decision here. Mainz, minus 240. Who is anyone trying to kid with that?
No one's going near that, are they?
Even if what on earth is that all about? Yeah, I mean that's why I really like the handicap on Darmstadt here. Plus half your stake on +1. So if Mainz win by a single goal, you get half your stake back, and then half your stake on +1.5. So your bet still wins if Darmstadt lose the game, like lose it by a single goal, half your bet will still win. So really, really easy bet for me. I know Darmstadt aren't fantastic, but betting's all about price, and there's no way Mainz should be -240. They failed to win 29 of their last 32 matches. Who's backing them at -240? Like, I don't think I'd back that. I don't think I'd back them at minus money.
I would rather back Darmstadt at +600. I think that half unit on that, +600, okay, two wins all season long. But let's talk also about Mainz, worst attack in the league. This is why Stinch was also saying that the goal line is a bit strange, because yes, Darmstadt is getting involved in a lot of games with many, many goals, but the opponents are scoring the goals, not them necessarily. But we are talking about the worst attack in the league with Mainz, so you don't know what to expect. And I think it's a bit crazy to see Darmstadt under overset at 1.5 at +114 and the money line at +600. If you ever think that Darmstadt will score twice, you would rather go half unit with the +600, because you don't know if Mainz will score twice or not. So
I just, yeah.
don't overthink here. It's a huge, huge difference in prices from the total line of Darmstadt team goals over 1.5 and the money line at +600. And I think that Stinch made a clear point, and I will. I love it, and I will not add it to my official picks, but I will play it as a personal bet also.
But Stinch, Mainz under 1.5 at +160. Do you think Mainz score twice?
Yeah, I've got in my notes that would you back Mainz over 1.5 at -190? Absolutely
Exactly.
not. Like, no chance. They've scored 22 goals in 27 games, and the change in manager hasn't really seemed to have changed anything drastically, in my opinion. I think crucial thing here with Darmstadt is we have to kind of consider, based on what I said earlier on in the show, have they given up? And I don't think they have. I don't think they are on the beach or anything like that. They've avoided defeat at both Bochum and Bremen recently, and that's a similar level to Mainz. Yet Mainz are priced as if they're, I don't know, Mainz are priced as if they're sort of Frankfurt level, I would say,
Stuttgart.
or yeah, perhaps. Actually, I think
Oppenheim,
Stuttgart would be
somewhere
surer.
there.
Yeah. And there's no way Mainz are anywhere near that ability.
But only imagine if Darmstadt wins this one and gets closer to 3 points over Mainz, you know? Because right now the difference is 6 points, and Köln has a, let's say, difficult match, not with the Bochum. You don't know what to expect. If I don't think that you should consider Darmstadt win a big surprise.
No, I think this is the time of the season, and especially in this situation, that we've got to now start pointing out that Darmstadt are going to go down, right? If they don't go down, it'll be a miracle. If they don't go down, it's going to be because these players are going to be playing out of their skins. Now, we say this every year at this stage, and we are right to say it, that the Darmstadt players are looking to not drop down a league. They're looking to catch the eye of a suitor who's thinking, well, that player, he can definitely play in Bundesliga, so let's not let him drop to the lower division with Darmstadt. Let's take him on board. So if Darmstadt players have got any sort of ideas and dreams of staying in Bundesliga, they're going to need to perform in the final 7 or 8 games. Anoba Singh says, first half over 0.5 goals. Anything could happen. It could be nil-nil. It could be 2-1. It could be 2-2. Let's have a little look at the official picks, please. Darmstadt +1.25 at -110. Let's move on to the next game.
Yeah, I've gone double stakes just quickly, Flash, just because I think the
It'll come up
price is
at the
so.
end, Stinch.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just because I think the price is drastically wrong. I think maybe Darmstadt +3/4 is more fair. So that's the reason.
Or Darmstadt double chance. But anyway, we're on to Freiburg versus Leipzig. Freiburg +350. With the way Leipzig have been playing, that's massive. Leipzig are -145. Freiburg, more than double chance, plus 0.75. At home, minus 102. Leipzig to score twice is minus 169. Leipzig to score not twice is plus money at 139. I think the draw's a runner here at plus 330. I expect this to be a very tight first half, Alex.
Yeah, I think that you are correct on Freiburg's price there. It's crazy to have them at 350 the way that Leipzig are playing right now, the way that Freiburg is scoring goals for fun lately, the way that this game is on the road for Leipzig. And also, yes, they are doing a good job on the road against bad teams like Köln, like Bochum, but they always struggle against teams like Freiburg, like Augsburg, who are scoring goals. So, yeah, I think that plus 0.75 for Freiburg at minus 102 is a very good price. I think that you can even go with a draw double chance, if you ask me, minus 125, somewhere there. Freiburg to score. This is the crazy part here for me. Freiburg to score over 1.5 team total plus 205. This is crazy. The goal line is set good at 3, and this is what I'm playing for. Yeah, you will tell me that Leipzig failed to score last week, but you know that one game...
But it shouldn't have done. No, you're right. No, you're right to go that way. Just because, like, one swallow don't make a summer. Just because, listen, if they're creating chances and missing them, then you just keep going. You just keep going, because they don't mind pulling the trigger. It's just some days they go in and some days they don't.
Yeah, and not only that, Freiburg has the... because we also have Gladbach, fourth worst defense in the league. So I think that Leipzig has the ability to find the back of the net. This is with at least 3 goals here at minus 118.
Yeah, Ashton came on and said, "Hello, Flash and Alex, I finally made it. Completely blank juice, Dinch." He's like, don't take that personally, will you?
No, I just thought it was a reflection on my record this season, which is more than fair enough.
But not a reflection on the knowledge.
I think, hopefully long term will come to fruition. This is a huge game for Leipzig, because they missed a trick last week, obviously failing to win. And I'm not sure they would have expected Dortmund to have gone to Bayern and pick up 3 points. So the gap between them and Dortmund now is at 3 points, when arguably they probably would have expected to be sat in fourth coming into this game. So pressure's all on Leipzig, and I'm a bit of a broken record with Leipzig, but you just don't know what you're going to get with them. It's very, very hot and cold, similar to Bayern in a fashion. When you expect them to go out there and win comfortably, they'll often throw in a stinker. And then when on the games where perhaps you're not expecting them to do anything. Like, they gave a good account of themselves against Real Madrid, for example, and thought maybe that tie would have been a bit more comfortable, perhaps, for Madrid. But with Freiburg right now, I think Freiburg are the entertainers of the Bundesliga. Last 10 games gone over 2.5 goals. And last week they won 3-0 at Gladbach, but it wasn't a 3-0 game. Like, Gladbach were a bit unlucky not to get on the score sheet themselves. So I was hoping before, so generally when I do my analysis, is I see what the fixtures are before I look at the odds, and I already have an idea in my mind what odds I'm hoping to see, so I can bet accordingly. And I was hoping this would be a 2.75 game, and I would obviously take overs, but seeing as it's 3, I'm not willing to chance. I don't really like to back over 3 anyway. So then you think, well, I'll do the both teams to score on overs. But again, can't trust Leipzig. So unfortunately, would have to leave it. But I would maybe be interested in finding something Freiburg related. Maybe Grifo to score anytime as he's on penalties and he's got a good record at home. But I think I spoke about him a few weeks ago, actually, and his record this season is not quite as good. So maybe age is beginning to catch up with him. So, yeah, I just think a big swerve, actually. Don't anybody out there be putting Leipzig in any parlays at minus 145. No way.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother going anywhere near the over 3 goals neither, to be honest. I know that Alex has gone for that, but I just feel as if it's going to be a really tight game, because Freiburg are so organised, and Leipzig really do... They get all their benefits.
I'm adding Freiburg team total plus 205. It's too big. They scored twice against Bayer. They scored twice against Leverkusen. They scored twice against Bochum on the road, which is really tough to do. I think that the price is too big, plus 205 for Freiburg to score twice. I'm adding this into my official picks.
Live pick.
Live pick.
Yeah, I didn't even realise I had a live pick yesterday, and the button actually came up, and it was like great. And again, like I said yesterday, I'm glad they spelled pick right. Otherwise, we'd all be in trouble. Okay, let's have a little look at the official picks of this game. So I see this game being really, really tight, and the number of draw half time is plus 147. I don't think that Freiburg would want to go down in the first half, and I don't think they're going to be brave enough to actually have a go, because they'll could get picked off. The over three is at minus 118. The other bet then, if you take what I'm saying and you take what Alex is saying, is most goals to be scored second half. Alex has added over 1.5 goals for Freiburg. That's their team total, and it's over 200 plus 205. Let's move on to the next game. Last year, this would have been the game where we said banana skin for the champions elect. I'm not so sure about this year, but I'm not brave enough to go with the away side. It's Union Berlin at plus 475, hosting champions elect Leverkusen at minus 185. The draw, again, is at plus 330. Minus 152, Leverkusen to score twice. Union Berlin just to score is minus 149. The under-over is again, and it seems to be familiar, it's 2.75, but it's over. So really, it is 2.6, 2.5, plus 102 on the over. Let's go with you, Stinch, because Leverkusen have been basically average, above average, just limping over the line, just doing enough.
Yeah, that's all they've needed to do now, Bayern have kind of collapsed. But again, what another really impressive display last week to get the win against Hoffenheim. This relentless nature of Xabi Alonso's Leverkusen is just so impressive. You know, 1-0 down going into the final few minutes and then come back to win 2-1. Some might say it's not sustainable, but just given the way that they just keep throwing bodies forward and keep getting shots away, you know, they've proved this season that it is a framework that can get you success. But with them now being 13 points clear, you wonder if perhaps attention will turn to Europe and to the final of the DFB Pokal, because there's a treble on the line for Leverkusen, which is not really being spoken about very much. So I'm wondering if they might have one eye on Thursday's game against West Ham. And West Ham, anyone who's been watching Premier League this season, West Ham very, very reactionary. They're not a team that will be on the front foot. And they've got a lot of players going the opposite way that could cause Leverkusen problems in transition. So it's definitely not perhaps as easy as the odds are going to suggest there. So Union have done a very good job since the new manager came in. 11 of the last 13 now have gone under 2.5 goals. So they've been very, very good at keeping it tight, and almost similar in a way to how they'd been in previous seasons, where they'd been successful and finished in the European spot. So, yeah, for me, this is a really, really difficult one to call. You'd never want to back unders 2.75 with Leverkusen involved, because, as I say, they're capable of conceding, but given they just don't stop going, it's always going to be a little bit of a nervy watch. So I think, again, this is the problem when we get to the sort of the business end of the season. If you've got matches perhaps where teams have nothing to play for, or even just one team perhaps has nothing to play for, then it's a little bit difficult to have a strong opinion on a specific outcome. So a bit boring, but I think actually the best thing, in my opinion, is to leave it. But I'm sure there's been people out there all season that have been back in Leverkusen every week and have been collecting their money. So if you've been doing that, just keep cracking on. You know, 23 wins out of 27 is just absolutely ridiculously impressive. And I'm not sure what the record points total is in the Bundesliga, but maybe actually, having said all of what I said, maybe they'll have one eye on that, and perhaps that's something that would be a great way for them to finish the season with.
And what about the? And would they not get the invincible tag as well? But I'm sure,
I mean,
listen, it's rare. It's a rarity in the Premier League, but in obviously in the Bundesliga, it's probably been done many, many times. First of all, Jesse, you make me laugh because obviously, Tam Madness is Union Berlin at +475 or plus money on double chance. Before I go to Alex, Mitch, what time do you call this? If you've just joined us, Mitch, which I know you have because you're a very lazy man, you are joining us for the review of the 2023-24 season. Okay, how late do you want to be? Alex, you obviously give Mitch a little bit of stick. But Union, +475, interested?
No.
No madness?
No. Leave me with the madness here. The team's is a team effort, and I'm pretty sure that they will fight for the invincible season, for an invincible season in the Bundesliga. They have another record to beat this week. In the club history, the most wins in the Bundesliga in a row in a Bundesliga season were 8. And they equaled it, and they're going for the 9th right now. Many records they want to beat, and I'm sure that Xavi Alonso is a winner, and that winning mentality. And it's also that thing, and you know, because you play the game, and you know more than us, when you win games, it's logical to think about winning more, you know, to show yourself, to show your power, you know. And you don't want to enter in a match with West Ham with the first defeat of the season. You don't want to do that.
West Ham to surprise them, though. I was nodding like Churchill's dog.
Maybe, but in my opinion, the double, they have it already. The Bundesliga, they will win the title in the Bundesliga. In the German Cup final, they will play Kaiserslautern, who are in the relegation zone in the Zweite Bundesliga. So if they play with the first team and without any rotations, there is no possible way they will not beat them. So the domestic double, I'm thinking that is in the bag. But yeah, they never won the title in their history. Imagine winning the title and not to lose a match in the same season. That is crazy. And maybe Stinchy had time to look what is the record of points in a German Bundesliga.
It's been over 100, man. Jesus, I mean, Bayern would have been over 100 points.
Really? Because it's 34 games, not 38, man.
I know, but I mean, it's got to be up there. It's got to be.
Because it's 23
anyway, who cares?
Right now. 23 and 4. And I'm going with -1. I think that this is a free hit for Bayer Leverkusen.
Okay, but there will be a lot of people that are fancying the old craziness of Union Berlin to get in there. Whoa, get that off. What's going on with the Gremlin? I want nothing to do with this game.
Pavlos was definitely thinking Union Berlin money line to score three
or
goals.
Or 3-3.
Half-time, exactly. Half-time, all those.
-1.
Let's have a look at the official picks. I've not got all day. Come on. Leverkusen -1, free hit, -112 on the road to Union Berlin. Really, really tricky game. And as for the Europa League, I fancy Liverpool absolutely toast Leverkusen if Leverkusen get that far. I mean, Liverpool.
Yeah, but it will be a great final.
Yeah, it will be for me because I've smashed the life out of Liverpool. I think Liverpool will be second favourites in the Champions League. Never mind the Europa League.
Do you think that Liverpool wins the Premier League?
No.
No,
it's a different conversation.
Don't give me I have a bet on that. How you saw till now the league going? Do you think that Liverpool has the power to win the Premier League?
No, Liverpool have to play Manchester United. I know we're digressing here, but let's play Manchester United away.
Manchester United
away, right? Yeah, but Stinch is a Liverpool fan. He will tell you straight away now that Liverpool do not want to go anywhere near Manchester United away. They got beat 2 weeks ago in the FA Cup against them. A draw, all of a sudden, is not good enough for Liverpool because the way that Man City will score over 3.5 goals for the rest of the season. But Liverpool,
yeah,
just
I saw
Liverpool.
Them against Arsenal, yeah. I saw Manchester City scoring 3-4 goals last week.
They're not playing Arsenal anymore. They're not playing Arsenal
Yeah,
anymore.
they are not, but still, if they are getting involved in the Champions League till the end, I don't think that they can keep the pace and keep.
Right.
Okay,
Oh, more than.
how they played against Aston Villa, but that was also on Unai Emery, how he managed that team.
Or no Haaland, and it was basically he's going to play two different sides, and they will score threes and fours every single week. Let me just go back to Liverpool, and then you tell me if you fancy that they win out, because they have to win out for me, right? They've got Manchester United away, they've got Spurs, they've got Everton, right? And Everton, obviously, local derby, another tricky, tricky game. Then they have to go to West Ham away, which is another horrible place for them to go. They only have to, if they draw one game. And that's it. For Man City, I think we'll beat them on
Do
goal
you think that
difference.
Manchester City will beat everyone till the
Yes,
end of the season?
yes, yes. Every single game. Every single game now. And I think they'll maybe score three or four in every single game. Maybe they'll win the odd 2-0 away from home, but their goal difference is going to be so much, maybe two or three better than Liverpool come the end of the season. And maybe they'll win it on goal difference. But anyway, listen, let's kick on to our next game. Massive game, massive game. And it tells you everything because Alex is not wearing Dortmund colours. Dortmund plus 125, Stuttgart plus 185. Stuttgart, one of the strongest sides in Germany as we speak. And Stuttgart to score twice is minus 108. Dortmund, they're an enigma. They are the German enigma. We do not have a clue what we're going to get from them. The draw is at plus 300. The old Desmond must be a runner here at 2-2, which brings in the over 3.25 at minus 118. Alex, you're the Dortmund fan. Why have you got no Dortmund shirt on?
Dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning. Do you dry clean your football shirts? Do you not just
No.
stick them in the washing machine?
No, only stick them in the washing machine. And also my wife is also very careful with them, smooth the progress, not to have anything broken, because after that it will be a mess in the house. You don't mess with my football t-shirts, This is an interesting one, and it's all about that Dortmund mentality where, okay, they are in a direct fight with Leipzig for a Champions League spot, right? Yes, they are 3 points above them, so they have the power. They could drop points, to be honest here. They could drop at least 2 points, and nothing. It will be no harm. I think that the Atletico Madrid, everybody will think about that match against Atletico Madrid. Stuttgart, right now, third place in the standings, Champions League position, is once in a lifetime for them. These guys are performing at the highest of their powers this season, right? And it was crazy to see them dropping 2 points last week. And dropping 2 points with the last goal in the last minutes of the game, in the 98th minute, with Undav scoring again. And Undav, Guirassy, both of them played last week and both of them scored.
Who was it against, Alex, that they dropped points?
Against Haydn.
I know. Another coupon buster.
Yeah, so Dortmund. You know that we always say who beats Bayern this week, next week they will have a problem mentally, and they might drop points no matter whom they are playing against. It happened many, many times in the last 4 or 5 seasons that we are doing these shows each season. So I think that the Stuttgart is the value bet here. I wouldn't touch them at plus 185. But I have them at plus 0.25 on the Asian handicap at minus 115, and I have them to score two goals on their own at minus 108.
You hold on a minute. So you have them at plus 0.25. So you have both quarter of a goal. So basically, if it's a draw, you get like a half win. Is that right?
Half win, yes.
Okay, and you've got them to score twice.
Yes, at minus 108.
Okay, so this is a Dortmund fan expecting Dortmund to let in two stinch. Now, let's go on the other side of the coin because all of a sudden, are we not looking at Dortmund to score twice as well? Instead of, are we looking at a 2-2 draw? Because 2-2 draw is going to be like plus 1,100.
I'm struggling to get, well, like, I'm struggling to get a lot of teams right this season. I'm struggling to get Dortmund
every
right
team,
this season.
Not a lot, everyone.
but just quickly, Alex is saying it might be like quite historical for Dortmund. They've actually won the Bundesliga, I think, 5 times, and the last time they won it was 06-07. I just had a quick look at the league table back then. Absolutely incredible reading. Stuttgart won it, Schalke came second, and Werder Bremen came third. Bayern Munich won in the top three. Absolutely.
You know, I thought Dortmund won it last year, Stinch.
Don't upset him, that's not fair.
I'm used to it. If it was July last year, yeah, I would be very upset right now. But it's April 2024, so
I know, it's nice that I've dropped it, huh? Nice,
I got over it. I got over it. And you will see how Liverpool will win the Premier League, and we will all be happy, Flash.
Wow. Wow, that would be a real knife. Let's go, but let's not digress on such negativity. I think that both teams could score twice here, because one thing about Stuttgart is they score goals. The other thing about Stuttgart is that they let goals in. And the problem I've got is Dortmund, the home side. They can keep clean sheets now, even when they're completely dominated. Let's take the Champions League performance against the Dutch side. They were battered, and yet they won 1-0. It's like, what is goal? They won 2-0, and they scored a late goal as well. So again, how do they get by, Stinch, of being so dross at the back, and yet keep clean sheets?
I think it's basically the result of football being a low-margin game, and the fact that you only need one goal to score, and on average, we only see 3 goals, despite the fact that we see 90 minutes of football. Dortmund have just been on the right side of those fine margins. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, because they do have above average players, so they are able to do that. But if they want to ensure... Well, they got a few, I think. Alex is the expert.
I love that comment.
No leaders. They've just got no leaders whatsoever. I mean, and the thing is, we've got to mention, obviously, they go to Atletico Madrid. Yes. Wow.
And they will come empty-handed.
What a Dortmund fan.
Yeah, but again, this is another one. I'm
a Dortmund fan, but I'm realistic. You know, I'm not that guy that is saying, okay, we'll win everything, we'll go to the Champions League final and win it. I don't know, we are fourth in the Bundesliga and we'll win the title. No, it's Dortmund needs a change, as Bayern needs a change in personnel. I think that we will see a lot of movement at the end of the season. And hopefully, a new coach.
Yeah, but be careful with this Dortmund side. This is a Dortmund side who progressed from the group of death, like, of any four deep, really, really, really good sides.
Many times with huge luck. Many times.
Then ride it.
Like you said against PSV. Like, they had one opportunity, scored once, and PSV battered them all game long. And they came, hey, we won.
I know. But and last week. Okay, so that's in Champions League. Then last week.
And last week, Bayern Munich, three expected goals. So many lost chances, you know, and they scored twice on the road against the Bayern Munich, keeping a clean sheet. This is the first one. And who is scoring? Rierson and Adeyemi. Adeyemi played nothing all season long, and he woke up to play here in the last 10 games of the season, you know.
Yeah, this is one of them games where you sit, watch, enjoy, and basically have no idea how it's going to end. But we did say that it's around plus 1150 for the 2-2 draw. I mean, that could be worth a couple of like a bit of pizza money, and then obviously you're going to get enough money for loads of pizzas. Let's have a little look at the official pick, though, because Stuttgart are plus 0.25 at minus 115. If it's a draw, then Alex gets half his wages. And if it's going to be a draw, I think they're going to need to score twice. Over 1.5 is at minus 10. I had to run a mile from this game just because Dortmund are in Champions League. Dortmund are coming off of performances and results, or results that don't reflect their performance. It's unbelievable. They play bad, they win 2-0. They play really well, they get beat 2-1. It's just complete craziness, as has Bundesliga been all season. Let's go to our final game. One number here absolutely jumps off the page at me, and I will get to it in a second. There's some like wonky old... Am I like gone colourblind? There's some wonky old colours there. Hoffenheim, plus 120. Augsburg, plus 190. Augsburg, to score twice is minus 101, but to not score twice on the road against a Hoffenheim side is minus 129. The draw is at plus 295. The under-over is at 3.25 at minus 105. Stinch, home win for me at plus 120, but I'm stronger on Augsburg not scoring twice.
Yeah, I mean, hands up if you thought that coming into this match at this stage of the season that... Augsburg would be not only above Hoffenheim, but chasing down a European spot. I mean, it's just incredible. I'm full of admiration for everything that Augsburg are achieving this season, basically. And look, it's reflected in the price, because in this game last season, Hoffenheim weren't plus 120, they were minus 220. So it just shows you how far Augsburg have come. So I was of the similar opinion, Flas. I thought the way here, despite all the love for Augsburg, the price has just gone too short, basically. So then you automatically are led to go in for the other team. But I just think you want to get with goals. But the problem there is the line is 3.25. So I think I've mentioned before, it's always dangerous to oppose this Augsburg team as underdogs. But the fact is they're in much a better form than Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim coming into this on the back of three straight losses. So that's just what sort of hold me back from wanting to back Hoffenheim at the price. But I do agree. I do think Hoffenheim are slightly overpriced. I just wonder again, have they maybe checked out for the season? Are they on the beach in a way similar to Bremen? They sit one place above Bremen. They're not going to get into Europe, and they're not going to get relegated. So is it the season just sort of fizzling out? That's my concern with them.
Yeah, listen, they pushed Leverkusen all the way, the home side. Augsburg last week, obviously I was more than happy to sit there and watch them draw against Köln. Didn't really do enough, to be honest, and were very susceptible to the breakaway as well. So if they actually... I think Hoffenheim are miles better than Augsburg, but Hoffenheim just haven't finished off their good work. And let's just... I don't care how bad you are in this current short-termism of what we call basically, football. Alex, Hoffenheim are plus 120 at home against Augsburg side, who they're no great shakes. I think that Augsburg are taking advantage of a not very good in quality, high quality Bundesliga this year. They were minus 220 last year.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I agree with Stinch with Augsburg being the better side right now in form. Hoffenheim, the squad is better than Augsburg if you take one by one the players. But also the form counts a lot these days. What is a good trend that you might use here? 30 goals. 30 from 43, 71% of Augsburg goals this season came in the first half. So maybe you want to do Hoffenheim to score 0.5 goals in the first half and to go with the trend here, because Augsburg it's not entering well in the games, but they tend to score. Hoffenheim conceded at least two goals in four of the last five. So I'm afraid to take your bet, the one that you're going with. I would rather stay away from this match. The goal line is set way too high for me to take it, even though we're talking about Bundesliga and you could easily expect four goals here. But stay out.
Okay, well, listen, you pay your money, you take your chance. For me, it's all about the home side. I think the home side are far better than they've shown. I think they're far better performances, a little bit like we said about Dortmund. I think Hoffenheim have played better in majority of the games that I've seen them play. I think, oh, my God, these are a really decent, tidy team. But they're not actually taking their chances when they come along. Augsburg, on the other hand, just keep scrapping away, and I've just basically average, but it's been such a below average Bundesliga that they've got in a higher position than their quality deserves. But you basically you make your own luck. Let's have a little look at the official picks, because I'm more than happy to go with Augsburg team total under 1.5 at -129. I don't think they scored twice, and I also do think that Hoffenheim win. But again, John Ho says Hoffenheim money line is a trap at +120. Okay. Now it's time for the Q&A. Before you decide what you want to type, please subscribe. And if you like this video, thumbs up, press that button, ring the bell if you want us to notify you, and you'll never miss any content again. And if you like your odds, your props, your offers, your bonuses, and anything else, then make sure you type in betustv.com/odds. Massive week next week. We've got the Champions League on Monday, Europa League on Tuesday, the Masters from Augusta at 5 o'clock Eastern on the Golf, Tennis and Horse Racing channel. Don't miss that, because I don't care if you don't even like golf. If you don't like the Masters, then just go and do one, because you're not a normal human being. It's honestly, you're no friend of mine if you don't like the golf. And if you don't support me and all my people in the golf and the Masters, and I'm rambling now because I can't believe anyone doesn't like the Masters. Like 5 year old, you'd sit there and watch the Masters. Okay, let's have a little look. Any questions?
Yeah, someone is asking about Köln versus Bochum.
Yeah,
+250.
Yeah, Kern to win. I was going to be my banker, to be honest. But then I know that Bochum can come and bite me. Stinch, we've got one draw. We've got one home win.
Kern
scored
game.
3 2 weeks ago. And then they held your mighty Augsburg last week. And now they play Bochum.
Oh, my God. Second week in a row. Kern scored 3. Kern... Once in a lifetime.
In 1978, they scored twice.
That was a good swerve on Augsburg last week. I'll say unders, because it's a relegation six-pointer.
Goal and draw.
Well, you might have hit both of you.
The line is 2.75. I think arguably the line should be 2.5. So I'm going to say under 2.75.
Yeah, Jesse, hard not to like Scotty to win. What, a +450? Are you mad? Join us Tuesday and we'll give you all the reasons why he will not win, or we hope he does not win. But I think you two might have just hit on something. Yes, under 2.5. Yes, possibly 0-0. But why wouldn't you not go with both teams to score? No. Brings in that 1-0 for Kern. Kern scrapping for their absolute lives and have been a little bit better recently. And I just see little green shoots of belief. +120, I know. I mean, maybe if you was like, what's the draw? No bet going to be like -155, something like that, maybe. Okay, let's have a little look at the best bets, because I'm going to see some yellow from Stinch. Frankfurt -0.25 at -123. Darmstadt +125. Darmstadt +1.25 at -110. Heidenheim team total for me and under 0.5 at my +178, which means they don't score against Bayern. Freiburg Leipzig draw half time +147. Augsburg team total under 1.5 at -129. Now Alex has gone for Freiburg Leipzig over 3 goals at -118. Leverkusen free hit -1 at -112. A lot of people think that at +475, Union could be the madness of the Bundesliga weekend. Stuttgart +0.25 -115. Listen, I have to play devil's advocate. Stuttgart team total over 1.5 at -108, and Freiburg team total over 1.5 at +205. I know what it's like. I'm driving this car, and Alex keeps turning my music off and putting his own music on.
You're trying to jinx it, man.
No, because listen, we have to give like different views or different
people in
the chat.
If it's happening this week, I will come in 2 hours time, and I don't know. I will teleport. You know, I will press engage, and exactly. I will come to you. I will kill you.
I kill you like Akhmed, which is a different show. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I love Akhmed. Okay, Stinch, listen, I'll see you next week on Tuesday. Europa League, you'll be with Roman. Alex, and we'll speak as we go over the weekend. But from everyone at BetUS, please, thumbs up on the way out if you've enjoyed it. If you haven't, then thumbs up also. I don't care, as long as you put the thumbs up. From everyone at BetUS, may all your bets be winners. It's been a good show today. Enjoyed it. You take care.